Practice 3. Conversation 1.
I heard you're looking for a job this semester, Jim.
Yeah, I need something part-time that still leaves me enough time for studying. I went to the campus employment office, and there are a few jobs I'm interested in applying for.
What are they?
Well, there's an office assistant job I'm really interested in, because it's at an engineering firm, and you know I'd like to go into engineering.
So, have you applied for it?
I will, but it's not very close to my apartment, so I'd have to spend a lot of time just traveling to work every day. So I'm not sure it's the best choice for me. On the other hand, I wouldn't have to work on Saturday or Sunday, so that's a plus.
I think you should look for something here at the university. Like in the cafeteria, maybe?
Well, there is an opening there for a server that I plan to apply for. It doesn't pay very much, though. I think I need to earn more than I could get there.
I heard they were looking for a cashier at the university bookstore.
They were, and I wanted to apply. But it turns out they've already hired someone for that position.
Too bad. I think it would be really fun to work there.
Conversation 2. As your advisor, Elizabeth, it's my job to talk with you during the semester to find out how your classes are going.
I'd say everything's going pretty well, except sometimes I feel overwhelmed with work, particularly in my economics class.
So you feel the workload in that class is too heavy?
Well, I have about 10 books I have to finish before the end of the semester. They're all very interesting, but, you know, it takes a lot of concentration to read about economics.
What about your other classes?
I'm really enjoying my sociology class. I have to write several articles for it. That's a lot, but it's interesting. Anyhow, I prefer that kind of assignment to having to prepare a class presentation. That's something I really don't like to do. So I like that class, but my favorite class is geology.
Is geology a special interest of yours?
Not especially, but the class is really fun because every week we go on excursions to places that have interesting geological features. We get to see these things in real life. It's a fun way to learn.
Conversation 3.
I've been doing some really interesting reading about ancient Egyptian art in my art history class.
Oh, yes, I was reading something about that recently. The colors all have special meanings or something, don't they?
Yeah. The ancient Egyptians used colors to symbolize different things. White, for example, meant purity, and black meant death, though sometimes it represented life, too.
That's strange. Anyhow, I thought green symbolized life.
Well, it does. It represents new life and vegetation, as you might imagine. I mean, that makes sense. There is also this green stone, malachite, that was used as a symbol of joy.
It's a really pretty stone.
Then blue was often used in paintings of gods. I'll have to look that up, but I think it was an association with the sky.
It makes sense.
Victory was symbolized by red, but red had other uses, too. It could mean anger, but also it was just used as a normal skin color.
So color wasn't always used in a symbolic way?
No, not always. I mean, sometimes they just used different colors to distinguish different objects. Like if they were painting a row of things or something like that, then they would just alternate the colors.
Conversation 4.
I've been learning some interesting things about the Hawaiian Islands in my geology class.
Well, the islands were all formed by volcanoes. That's about all I know about them.
Yes, and in fact, Hawaii Island, also known as the Big Island, is actually still forming. It has several active volcanoes, and it's still expanding because of that. It's the youngest of all the islands.
I didn't realize that. What about Oahu Island? Isn't that where the capital city is?
Yes, Honolulu, the capital of Hawaii, is on Oahu. So is most of the population of the state. Unlike some of the other islands, Oahu is not as rural, since it has the city there and such a high population density.
Yeah, I would have guessed that. But the other islands are quieter and less populated, I would think.
Uh-huh. Kauai, for example. That island doesn't have any highways or tall buildings. It has a lot of nice beaches, though. That's because it was the first island to be formed, so it's been around for a long time. ages of erosion have formed miles and miles of beautiful sandy beaches.
Conversation 5. Let's go over the major assignments you'll have in this class this semester.
Will there be a final exam?
That's always what students want to know about first. Yes, there will be a final exam, but contrary to what you may think, it isn't mandatory. You don't have to take it. You'll have a choice of writing a final essay instead if you prefer.
What will the essay be about?
We'll be talking about that later on. So some of you will write an essay, and some will take an exam at the end of the semester. One thing all of you will do is write a research paper. It's a short one, and you'll need to hand it in to me by the end of next month.
The end of next month? That's hardly any time at all.
Yes, but remember I said it'll be a short paper. The other important assignment you have in this class is the textbook articles. I've put a list of the required ones on the website. Some of them are fairly dense, so I recommend finding a classmate to study with. Then you can discuss the material together.